Have you noticed? I've noticed a little thing here that the better teams, the teams that are doing better and stronger, have more
good players. No way. No way.
No, no, no. No, let me rephrase that.
Land.
The better teams have what?
Land.
Quick, because the plane's on fire.
Can I start off with something that I discovered this week?
Somebody left an Instagram comment on a clip that we put up last week, and it said, "How many years have we been doing this?" And Steve-O still says, "Can I say something?" Oh.
Well, okay, so I can then, mate. Guess what?
You're polite.
And I want to address this to Jordy, because Jordy's probably going to be the one that, whoa. Did you know that the female clitoris...
As opposed to the male one, yeah?
No, same thing. Yeah, but males have just grown more, because I usually grab the clitoris like this and go like that.
I didn't know that was a move.
I want to know where this is going, though.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say after that, bro. Like,
I found out, like, you lot. So what, you knew that the clitoris, yeah, was...
Listen, I just want to say one thing. Continue to put your hand up and ask questions before. Just ask first.
I wonder if the crowd knew this. This is like as I say, I found out midweek then. Went away, done some, yeah.
You only done your research.
Investigative research.
Yeah, your research. Yeah. I need to do my research on that one.
Trust me, bro, because some are stronger than others.
Filthy at five.
Sorry about that, lad.
That's a bad beginning, by the way.
We got a big announcement coming next week. But yeah, big announcement next week. Like, biggest of the year, I would say. We're saving it to the end. And it's not that Lumos is gone, although that is next week. So, bye, Lumos. What?
Lumos is going next week?
You've been going for time, fam. You're like them closing down sales in the store.
Yeah, I've been counting down.
Tigo's been counting
down.
I've
got a special calendar. And then Lumos is leaving calendar.
Then the Lumos return countdown starts.
Thank you, everyone who listens on Spotify. I don't know if you saw our Spotify Wrapped statistics. We have a very low audience on Spotify. I don't think people realize, because we obviously focus mostly on YouTube. But the Spotify numbers are growing. Boys, I'm going to introduce the panel right now. From my right to my left, he's representing Jose Mourinho, who to me is a man in semi-retirement.
Yes.
He's in Rome. He's at Roma. They're doing okay. He didn't win in Europe last year. And
he said he wants to go Saudi, so...
Is he that old, or is it the creases in the top that's making him wrinkly?
Basically, it just got washed today and I just wore it without ironing it. I'm sorry.
Next on the panel, he's celebrating Star Wars Day next year. His name's Steve-O the Madman.
May the fourth be with you, man.
Steve-O the Madman, King of Snap, man with a gap, back.
And he's a big Christmas man. Always been a big Christmas guy.
Not no more, mate. I'm not fair, no family.
Broken home.
Cheers, T.
Did you still put up a tree, though?
Nah, not last year, but I went away.
Did you put up a tree this year?
Alone?
I've just literally on the way here sent a message to Leah and said, I don't think we're going to go away this year, because we was looking. So let's make this Christmas here amazing. So anything you need from me.
Sounds like you're a big Christmas guy to me.
You should still get a tree, though.
Next on the panel, he bagged this weekend.
Left foot little thing. Rah.
You got some numbers this year, isn't it? So they're starting to come together.
They're coming together slowly, slowly.
I saw you on the league table as well. The table's looking decent.
We're literally one spot out of the playoffs.
Is it?
Yeah.
You scored as well, isn't it?
I scored.
Again?
Sick, man.
Yeah.
I retweeted it as well.
You retweeted it?
Yeah, man, of course.
Come on.
I like him, PK.
You support me.
Believe it or not.
No, I like him still. I really do.
Next on the panel. Time is ticking away. He's going to go home. First thing he does when he gets home, obviously, Christmas tree's up. He watches Cool Runnings this time of year.
Not really.
His name's Lumos, a.k.a. Marcus, a.k.a. Soon Home.
Silasaya Boss.
Do you have a place of residence in Jamaica?
I have a house, yes.
Nice.
No, house and land.
You should just stay there, bro.
Ooh.
You should just stay there. Because when you come here, you're neither anywhere. Just stay in Jamaica, bro. Jamaica's nice.
I hear it. I do hear it, bro.
Jamaica's nice. He comes here, he's coach surfing. He's coach surfing.
Coach surfing.
Coach.
Not even couch. Coach.
Coach surfing.
Guys, from coach to coach.
Bro, £1 trip will take you to Newcastle and back. That's one day down.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Lumos. I hope you have fun in Jamaica, man. I hope you have a great Christmas.
It will be.
Next on the panel, his mum makes jollof in a rice cooker with paste. I rate it. His name's Miles
for effort. That's cold, man. That's cold. My boy told me he's actually from Ghana as well. Shout out, Ben. He said, if it works, you might have revolutionized the way how jollof rice might be made.
No.
I could tell by the color of that jollof rice.
People shouldn't not rice cook like that, though.
That's not blood rice. Jollof rice needs to be blood rice.
Let me tell you how bad it is, yeah? I make my rice and peas in a
rice cooker.
Yeah.
You can make anything in a rice cooker, man. No, legit. You can make anything in a rice cooker.
Rice and peas in a rice cooker. No, my brother.
No, you can, though,
no,
people.
Can.
I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't.
Yeah, don't.
But you can.
No, why not?
Don't. You can.
Don't, man.
And next it's Jordy. He's fully healed from his ankle complaints. He talked to us through it on No Rules Show. I don't know if you heard it. He might have
it was a good show, by the way.
He might have been troubled by a couple of doctors with his open back road. Possible. It's possible. His name's Jordy.
Yeah, it's Jordy, not Jordan, man. Talk to me important. If I couldn't rap.
I wouldn't rap.
Yeah, he dropped a teaser for Wonder Kids the other day.
Yeah, man.
That's now the fourth teaser for Wonder Kids.
You gotta slow cook these songs, man.
Someone who hates teasers, boy.
For someone who hates teasers, well done, Lumos. That is a great shout.
Just drop your song, man. Just drop your song. Forget a teaser.
That's for videos. You lot got it wrong.
Boys, Arsenal top of the league. Manchester City are not. Liverpool are not. Manchester United have more losses than games this year or something. I don't know what's going on with you.
More losses than games.
Obviously not. Tottenham Hotspur, they're up there in the top five. They're grinding out results.
Your team this season?
They're one of them. Aston Villa are in that chips. Competition. Their home form is carrying them into the top four. Brighton and Hove Albion, they're getting on with it. Started a bit slower. They're picking it up. West Ham, not doing too bad.
Yeah,
above Chelsea, at least.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Suchek's
back, by the way, Thomas.
Have you noticed that three first-team goalkeepers have been injured in the last week?
Yeah, I don't get that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get how goalkeepers can get injured.
No, Pope's one was mad, though.
I just saw him dive.
He landed, though.
Yeah.
But these brothers be landing all the time when they dive, Jordy. Like.
So why didn't he know how to land in?
Yeah, because he
instinct.
His arm was overstretched, didn't it? It's popped it out of place.
And he was a keeper, so.
Yeah, I know. I broke my arm, so I know how it feels.
I just wonder if these players are too tired.
Well, you know what? Since everyone can play with their feet now, we can do rush keeper, innit?
But what I do want to talk about is something that I had a thought about.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend.
Oh, no.
And that is...
Go on, tell us.
If you could... This is the question, right? We'll move from this question onwards. If you could pick one Manchester City player, bear in mind, Kevin De Bruyne is injured right now and they don't look the same. If you could pick one Manchester City player to tear the whole thing down and build around, who would it be?
Rodri.
Haaland. 22 years old, like number one striker in the world. Goals is what wins you games.
How do you build around Haaland?
So you bring in someone of De Bruyne's qualities.
How do you do set that? Where pieces. Are they? Where's that?
They're right there. Set pieces.
De Bruyne's qualities are out there.
Not at the higher quality of De Bruyne, otherwise he'd be better than De Bruyne. But there's players out there that can assist Ward-Prowse. Yeah. Great signing.
Why would you do it? Because obviously Man City won the treble right after they signed Haaland. But I still think Man City can achieve greatness. Maybe not to that degree, but I think they can achieve without Haaland. So wouldn't you want to build a side around an individual that without them you go, uh-oh, they definitely don't look the same. Maybe not Kevin De Bruyne, but more a Rodri-like.
Here's my thoughts behind it.
Go on.
If you was to say, if you get a team, or you're going to start a team, the first position I probably would go for would be my centre forward. We've said Man City. Man City's got the number one centre forward in the world.
Yeah.
Pretty good to start around that, I'd say.
But the thing is that I'm looking at Man City got money in it. I reckon there's other strikers in the world that can come into Manchester City and potentially do something. Whereas that Rodri position, I look
do
at
something
who can
like
come
what?
In. Huh?
Do something like what?
Osimhen can come in to Manchester
and
City.
And do what Haaland's doing?
I think a lot. Listen, what Haaland's doing is crazy.
Osimhen would score as many goals as Haaland, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Harry Kane would.
Harry Kane's going mad in Bayern Munich as well. There's strikers out here, bro.
Them Afman there can only do it in one continent and one country. You
Who's
can't
that?
Come to another country and do it.
Who?
Osimhen.
No.
Wait, he's made a great point. We have to hear him out. Who is the best African to do it in multiple leagues? Semeletu. Fair. I've got it. Semeletu.
And then who else is there?
Good question. George Weah. Nope. France, Connie? I guess, but not really.
Connie?
Nope.
Ajax.
Not really Ajax.
So what you're telling me is Martins next.
How about Choupo-Moting?
What?
Didn't do it here really, did he?
Aubameyang then?
No, it's a great one.
What?
That idea that African strikers can't necessarily do it in two leagues.
I'd build around Rodri though.
But you mentioned something about Rodri earlier, Jordy, off camera. where you said that without John Stones and that defender stepping into midfield, they look a bit exposed in transitions, Man City. Are we seeing a bit of the myth of Rodri maybe?
Well, they've left them exposed. City's formation is 4-1-4-1. They've left them alone in midfield.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Can I add to your Rodri and say, to the Haaland point and to the Rodri point, Rodri's just a bit older. So I'm saying if I'm building a team.
No. Rodri's 26 though.
Only 26?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's like 27, 26.
Ah, well, anyway, yeah. That's when you said 27. When you said Haaland, I thought, okay, upside. Like, how long are we building for? So that's a good point. But I'd still go Rodri.
Is it easier to find a Rodri or a Haaland?
Well, that's a good question, but maybe not the right question. Did Man City need Haaland?
No.
That's the question.
But had they done the treble before?
No. But there's a confluence of so many different things. But it's a fair point. But I would say there is an argument for Bernardo Silva being the guy. It's a bit... Stay with me. Bernardo Silva is obviously a game-affecting player.
I was going to jump.
Always has been.
I was going to jump, you know.
This is a guy who... You remember last season he played games at left back?
Yeah.
He played games at DM?
Yeah.
Right wing?
False nine?
False nine.
That's not good, see?
What's not good?
You can't.
That's not good.
What's not good?
I can't build
around him. So where do you build around him?
Yeah, where?
Well, to me, probably in the 10. Probably in the midfield role. Not necessarily
I would rather build around Foden than him then. Because Foden's more younger. Obviously, he's a better player than Foden, but Foden's got more seeming to grow.
Foden's got versatility.
You hurt my argument.
Where's Foden's versatility?
You hurt my argument. Go on.
No, I'm saying no in the 10. I'm saying you said in the 10. I said I'd rather build around Foden.
Foden
in the
10.
Or in the midfield.
For who, for where?
I would rather build around him there. Or the 8 or the 10.
The 8 or the 10?
Foden in the 10. I don't even like Foden in the middle. It hurts my argument.
I don't think Foden on the wing is good at all, personally.
So where is he good then? Because that's the only place he plays.
That's Pep. That's down to Pep Guardiola.
But you'd build around him. A player you don't think
just
is
saying,
good.
Going on your argument, if you said Bernardo Silva because he could play everywhere, I wouldn't build around Phil Foden, me personally. I think it is Rodri. I honestly personally think it is Rodri. But if he was going to put in the 10, I'd say I'd rather put my chips into someone like Phil Foden, who's more younger, and I feel that he can play there. He's got the ability to play there if you build around him.
And you can't build around someone that moves consistently. Bernardo Silva, even Bernardo Silva in DM stinks as well. And in the middle, Bernardo Silva has just been smelling completely, bruv. And he's my favourite player in the Prem. But
I think it's Man City's midfield. Man City's midfield has gotten weaker. Last season, we could see that they controlled games, and which made their defence more better because obviously...
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing today.
I'm saying it is the midfield where you have to build, not the striker. That's what I'm saying. Like he said, Haaland, you could take Haaland out. And Man City, yeah, they've scored bags of goals. But if you take away their midfield, which they've lost Gundogan, and obviously Kevin De Bruyne is not there.
I mean, if you take away, it applies to most of their positions, though.
I think it's the midfield. I think it is Rodri, 100%. If you build around Rodri and build around that base there, you control the games again, once again, and the defence looks more better. They don't leak as much.
But we're not talking about making Man City better today. I'm saying stripping everything back and saying you start with one player.
Yeah, Rodri.
Rodri. He's a consistent player. If you want to build around something, you want to build around consistency. I think people respect consistency. And everybody else, barring like a Haaland.
And through it, yeah, like we've been talking about injuries, but he's only missed a game because of suspension.
But the answer is obviously, and in my opinion, it's Kevin De Bruyne. Obviously, you can't rely on him injury-wise. That is a big factor. When you get those big injury problems that consistently come back, you can't be trusted to be built around. But the answer is obviously Kevin De Bruyne, because that has been the big difference for Man City this year.
But his time's passed. I think they already did build around Kevin De Bruyne.
That would have been the answer, but the injuries is the same reason why you don't make Reece James captain. Like them guys, type of guys, you can't rely on them, bro. Like, what's going on, bruv?
But I think they already built it around Kevin De Bruyne, no? This last past 5 years was around KDB, right?
Yeah, and you got to give it up, man. Two Champions Leagues in a row, you're walking off. Injured, like, I can't build around that guy.
It's like going to a shootout with an RPG, but you know the RPG might backfire on you.
Yeah, when it's a... what the hell?
No, keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, that's where it stops. That's where it stops. The RPG might blow up on you. Like, if it blows in the other direction, it's gone. Like, everyone's dead. Mm. But if it blows in your direction, you're in trouble.
We can't make Kevin De Bruyne an RPG, though. He's not that.
He's not an RPG.
You're acting like he's unreliable.
He's unreliable because he's hardly there.
He's not hardly there. He just had a one big injury.
Two Champions League finals.
That's fine. That's unfortunate. That's one match. It's not fine. It's one match.
So, Miles, we're going to build around a side. Kevin De Bruyne, the most valuable player, get to the biggest game of our career and go, he can come off after 15 minutes.
And by the way, for his country as well, I'm sure, I don't know where it was in, I don't think it was a semi. It might have been a quarters or a last 16, but Semi, okay, boys, all right. Come on, grow up, yeah?
You saying grow up? Bloody hell.
But yeah, he for his country as well, in the World Cup, I'm sure.
Injured?
Yeah, he done something.
Kevin De Bruyne is an injury-prone player.
As he's gotten older, yes, the past year.
That's why
or
you
two,
can't build around him.
Not now, boys, we know that.
He's in the middle of a 114-day injury now. The season before, he had a 40-day injury. Season before that, he had a 26-day injury.
You allow it. It's my bad,
and boys. And how old is he, Kevin De Bruyne?
32.
Ooh. Okay, so I take away. Okay, so when he was 29, from 29 onwards, he's been injury prone. So prior, before
no,
all
he,
of that.
No, in 2018-19, he had a 20-day and he had a
27-day. Just put up your right hand and there's two words.
No, I just want to hear.
He had
a
27-day in the 20-day and a 27-day in the same season. And he had a 43-day that year. And he tore his lateral knee ligament that year.
Boys, what he's not stating is that this started from June to September. When they're on holiday. Come on, man. Read the facts, Tigo. Don't lie. This is summer holiday break.
Do you feel like Pep's sacrificing Rodri a bit right now?
Sacrificing or putting pinning too much on?
That's what I mean. But like, he's leaving him exposed. Was Kovacic a good enough signing to help Rodri?
Right.
Was
now, no.
Nunes a good enough signing to help Rodri? I've just mentioned that Bernardo Silva has moved around here, there and everywhere.
It's bad.
Calvin Phillips doesn't see the pitch.
At all.
John Stones is injured, so they don't have that extra centre-back setting up into midfield.
He's trying to make Akanji that, you know.
I think second half, yeah, Akanji has, and he's played some really nice passes from there. But second half of the season, we know Man City are going to make more sense. But when you talk about building a team around Rodri, that's not what we're seeing, I don't think. I actually think it's kind of the opposite. And he's kind of going, well, we'll build everywhere else, but we're lucky we got Rodri because that is going to help us not be exposed much. But they are being quite exposed.
What if, you see the Nunes signing, a couple of these other young ones, they are building, but just so it's for the future. So, right, they've got small
Alvarez. And, no, yeah, I agree. In the second half of the season, I think it's going to make sense. I just think if this team is built for a player right now, it's built for Doku.
So Doku's your choice?
No, I wouldn't build around a winger.
Okay.
What he's doing with Doku, you can see the effect of it. You can see the impact on matches. You can see that, and especially, yeah, but in the second half of the season when he's able to bring Jack Grealish in for these games and Doku in for those games, and we've spoken to pros recently who tell us Doku's the scariest thing to touch pitch this year.
He is, but you know what? That he needs another trick. Show me something else. Mix
nah, you
against
don't.
Spurs,
it's working.
You don't against Spurs, it wasn't working. No, it weren't. Against Spurs, second half, that Doku thing was not working.
He
and he was playing against
half.
Pedro.
He came off like 10 seconds.
Bro, when
first
I was watching,
half, he got an assist or pre-assist.
No, he was Doku, I think, against Pedro Porro. Maybe it was first half then. I wasn't as impressed as I've been.
But let's talk about Liverpool. You got to tear Liverpool down right now. Yeah. Which Liverpool player are you building around?
Schlabber Schlabber. You see me, no. I'm building around Harvey Elliott, bro.
I love him.
I love him.
I love him, but
he's the future.
It's got to be. It's got to be. It's got to be Trent.
It's got to be Trent.
Yeah.
From the right back.
Between Trent and Schlabber Schlabber.
It's got to be Trent.
Do you move him right from right back to midfield?
No, he plays right back, but he tucks into midfield anyway.
Okay. So how does that? Just tell me how you build around that.
I mean the way they have.
No. I'm saying that. I want to know how you build around that in that system.
I mean, I guess you buy centre backs that will cover his position when he moves forward.
Okay, so they need Henderson again, like a Henderson type player.
I mean, a Henderson type player helped him, yeah, but he's doing even better this year.
Are we being a bit biased towards this weekend?
Why?
Those were his only two Prem goals this year. Is it only two goals in any competition this year?
What, he scored against Liverpool, City.
He's got two goals here.
I know, and that one of the goals weren't a goal. It weren't his goal. The free kick, the first free kick was own goal. It came off Leno's head or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's terrible. Should be free.
He's bro, come on, man. Trent's like, let's not mug him. Let's not mug. I'm a man that hated him too. Come
I think
on.
He's class, but his two goals, one assist in the league this year. It's not like it was the year they flew.
He's had a slow start, but he's picking up the last 2 months, I'd say.
He also has like spells of games, like where before Liverpool got back into that Man City game, where he looked like he was, I don't know, dizzy.
Yeah, no, that's when you got Adoku driving at him. He needs a brother next to him. That's what I'm building. You get me? You got to give him
I
security.
Hear you, though. He needs support.
He needs a brother.
It's too much excuses. Now you need a midfielder to help him.
Yeah, but that's what you just asked us. What we're building.
No, but there's certain players you can build around to make us a good squad. He seems like you said, he needs too much TAs to build around this squad to get
the
best out of him.
Guess what you get when you get the best out of him, though.
Two goals.
Come on.
He was great against Man City.
Great player.
Second half.
But you had to build around the right back for me.
And Man City sent everything down his side. Like Doku, Phil Foden, like I said, Phil Foden had like a couple of attacks.
It's obvious. It's obvious that that's the trick. Yeah, when you're playing Liverpool,
Matip was close to him, and when Matip was close to him, there was very little space between them and Liverpool. And City did create chances from that left side.
See, there's too much going on just to accommodate one player.
You accommodate this player, what happens at the end of it is ridiculous, bro. Like, look how much they do to accommodate Haaland. Man City do so much to accommodate Haaland, then he scores 50 plus goals, you go, that's worth it.
But it's more detrimental for Trent when he's out of position. You need that player to come back and fill in for his position.
What right back gets this many assists and goals that you know? Barring like Danny Alves back in the day. Huh?
2-1.
Trippier.
Would you build around Trippier?
You can't compare Trippier and Trent. This is ridiculous.
Miles. So Ronaldinho... And I really don't know if he did drop back and defend. I don't think he did.
Tread carefully.
He's a luxury. There's a lot more.
Ronaldinho wasn't a luxury player.
What?
For a defensive team. Yes,
are you nuts?
What?
Ronaldinho was a man that you said, final third, like you do yeah, your okay, stuff, we'll cool. make sure we but take care of you, bro.
You got to give me someone else. Thiago
Mota, Thiago Mota, Ed Wilson behind you.
Give me someone else to Ronaldinho, though, because he's the best to ever do it.
Steve Holland.
Yeah.
No, okay, well, a number of 10s back in the day were luxury players. That was a known thing.
Luxury right back is very unique to Trent and Joao Cancelo.
Every position's a midfielder now. Let's have it right.
Mo Salah has 10 goals and 6 assists in the league this year in 14 games. And he's got 13 and 7 in 20 games all comps this year. And he's a winger, and I think building around a winger is difficult. But if Liverpool's built around anybody, it's Mohamed Salah. And why would you stop?
So it's him then, it's him. It's Mo Salah.
But what does he need? What does Mo Salah need?
I mean, he's last year he didn't need anything.
That's what I'm saying. So why'd you build around him? You don't, because he doesn't need nothing. He's by himself. Leave him in the dark room by himself. Like, he don't need to build. Like, I don't need to give him anything. He don't need no nutrients. He's got food in the fridge.
But no, before you go, he does need, because when they build with a Mane and a Henderson around him, then they go on the runs that they go. No, but... Liverpool talking about building a team, not building a player to win an individual award. So when he did have those pieces around him, he was a better Mo Salah, and Liverpool was a much better team. So Mo Salah, Liverpool, shall I say, do need players around Mo Salah to be elite.
This is an offense. This is a real question, because someone answered this question. Two players from the Liverpool, great Liverpool side that won the Champions League and then the Premier League, right? Who was most flattered by Mo Salah's brilliance?
Let me land, boys.
Give me two.
Firmino and Trent.
Trent?
Yeah.
Not Henderson. Not Robertson.
No. What? Robertson was a... What?
Robertson's well, a because, rude boy. Because,
yeah, because, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because a lot of it was left to right. Yeah. A lot of his success was left to right. Like Trent's success. Trent preferred Mane because he could actually find Mane. Okay, cool. Trent doesn't find Darwin Nunes and Luis Diaz the way he found Mane, so his assist numbers are actually reduced. A lot of Andrew Robertson was, and Trent, their success was...
Yeah, but when you're saying flattered, are you saying catfish?
To a degree, catfish,
he made
yeah.
them better.
Yeah, then not Robert.
Well, not Trent either, then.
I don't think it's Robbo, because Robbo...
But Firmino, sorry.
You're right. I think it's Firmino, that's one. I wouldn't say Robbo, though. I wouldn't say Robbo, because obviously, first and foremost, you want him to defend, which he was one of the best at doing that.
His question was, though, Liverpool's team back. So we're talking Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
Did he win Champions League? Was he in there?
Yeah, of course he did. He brushed up Barcelona.
Because he looked he probably was world class at that time.
Sorry to jump here, but you said Szoboszlai.
Yeah.
Szoboszlai's a baller.
Yeah.
That's what you're building on.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a bit early for me.
Yeah, but from what I can see, he's the best out of their midfield by
he's
far.
A baller,
and obviously
bruv.
Their midfield is new, and he's looking like the piece that they need to build around.
I think their midfield's still suspect, though.
Yeah, because they don't have the right players. But we all know that he is something that's going
to be... We do know that, yeah.
He's good.
But if you're looking through the team, I'd say there's more... At the moment, he might become that player, but I still say Trent in importance.
Of course.
Importance.
And then Salah.
I think Dominic, if you build around Dominic, I think you could get more. He could control the game more than Trent can if you get the right midfielder around him.
You got a bare nose here, you know.
No, let me cut it. Give me a.
Did you go barbers today?
Nah, last week.
Wow. What was it?
He needs to go to the Turkish one so they do that.
it was this weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They did a helicopter on him.
Again, without the injuries, and by the way, he's not injured right now and his injuries have been settled. Virgil van Dijk is still probably that guy, though, isn't he?
Do you build about a 30-plus player?
32. That's a good question.
That's what I don't like.
That's a good question.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't like building around these 30s.
Nah, but I feel like he'll go to 36.
Whoa.
Nah, man.
I feel like Van Dijk will go to
in the league right
I feel like Van Dijk will go to 36.
36?
Yeah. How old is he now?
32.
Am I right in saying he's a bit troubled with injuries as well?
He has been previously. He's on a good run.
You
right
think
now.
He won't be in the Premier in 4 years?
No.
So what, you think he's going Saudi in the next 4 years?
Van Dijk will not be here when he's 36. No.
What about Alisson?
Alisson. Hey,
do you know
what?
The best goalkeeper in the world to me.
And he's still young, so...
He's 31. For a goalkeeper, that is still...
You don't build around a keeper, though.
Nah.
If there is a keeper you build around, though, if there was one...
Has there been, in history, has there been teams that's built around keepers?
Oh, well, there's a team that's currently doing it now.
Was Madrid at one stage, would you just say?
Casillas. Yeah. Mourinho came in.
No?
Nah. They bought
So has there been any other teams?
I don't think so, nah.
Hey, there's a team doing it now, though.
Who?
And we can see the results from that. You think about
Banana. That's the truth though, right?
So who are we saying? Who are we saying we build around? Liverpool. Because I think...
Oh,
I think,
Salah.
I think we decided Rodri with Man City, didn't we?
Salah.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Salah.
I don't feel comfortable with Salah.
To be different, I don't think it is, but just to... I'll go with Trent, but I think it's a buzzer.
Trent needs a lot of scaffolding.
You build around a player that needs a lot of scaffolding.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you get the best, you're getting something mad.
The problem here is that usually I think maybe our minds will just go and build around a midfielder straight away. But because Liverpool haven't really got a midfielder, we're just using everything else. And
I think in 18 months, you'll be right. In 18 months, I think you'll be right.
Is there a criteria for building around a player?
Everything comes into it. Age, versatility.
The team circumstances.
When you're building a house, you need a quantity surveyor.
Mm-hmm.
You need architecture. You need a plumber.
Supplier of
So
bricks,
now what are you? What are you? You're the supplier of bricks.
What's the most important part of that?
The plumbing.
And who is that in a football team?
No, what's first? The blueprint.
The blueprint.
Who does the blueprint? The architect.
Jay-Z.
And who's the architect?
Happy birthday.
Who's Liverpool's architect?
Son Craig.
I'll be honest. The answer for both of these clubs, by the way, is Pep and Klopp.
Pep and Klopp, yeah.
But yeah. Trent. I don't know if it's Trent. I don't know if Trent's the blueprint.
Who is yours?
I think it's Salah. I know he's 32.
Lumos, who do you think is?
I feel Salah's a loft conversion. I feel like he's a loft conversion.
The thing is, though, Salah, if Liverpool don't have Salah this season, they're not where they are, man. That's the fact.
And last season and the season before. And yeah. The season before. But Virgil van Dijk is there as well.
But Salah's just... When we heard he was linked to Saudi, he was thinking, yeah, go. Like, leave.
Well, Van Dijk watches, so maybe he can comment and let us know.
Yeah, you tell us, VVD. Who do we build around?
Did you just call him IVD?
VVD.
Oh, I was about to say.
Boys, who do you build around at Manchester United?
That's easy.
I tell you who it ain't.
No. He's the Man United man.
Yeah, that's easy.
You start.
It's Bruno.
I was going to say, that's who it ain't.
No, that's who it is.
Why is it not Steve-O?
Just his temperament for me.
When you're saying temperament, what are you talking about? Him doing this and that?
Salah's got temperament as well.
100%.
He wants to win.
Trent has got temperament.
That don't happen if
when
we win.
When you man say temperament, I feel like you're doing talk sport chat, man. Because you can't tell a man's temperament from watching. Like, if he's... reaction.
For me, it's like temperament's not just anger. Temperament is game temperament, big game temperament and the rest of it. To be fair, he has shown up in big games. He does show up in big games.
He works his socks off, bruv. So if he works his socks off and gets upset about...
We're talking about criteria. For me, like, that moaning, that disharmonizing the team, for me, is not a build around.
Yeah, but Steve, so this is what I'll say to you. Look at the circumstances at Manchester United. Do you know what? It's nice to know that there's a fan and a player that are on the same page.
Someone's trying hard.
And I watched Bruno now. I've watched Man United twice in a row. Bruno works his socks off and then he complains after he's worked his socks off. When I feel like PK's right, it's too much talk sport chat, man.
So
it's temperament.
Just because someone's running around, it doesn't mean they're doing the best for the team.
His teammates do love him, though.
But I'm talking about Bruno, because I've watched this. I watched a game where I watched Marcus Rashford with a great hairstyle strolling around, bro.
Great.
Great.
He looks like Sonic.
Bro, like, I would be frustrated as well, especially with the
where
the team
is. P. Poet.
Nets.
Like, you're right. And but, bro, there's ways, like, that frustration thing, bro. Most players are probably frustrated on the pitch, but they don't show it, mate. That is where professionalism comes in.
I think you
it.
Should show it.
I watched Roy Keane for 15 years or 20 years, yeah? It was very rare. Like, I see him going crazy at players all the time, right? Because he wanted them to play at a standard. It was very rare. like dropping, like it was very rare.
Different mannerisms, though.
Player, though. Huh? Not an attacking player. Mm. I think when you're an attacker, because I saw Wenmin Son do it this week, David Gil.
Oh my God, with a square ball, he could have played it earlier. Could,
yeah, and I saw him, and he's obviously Tottenham's captain, and he's not like the, you don't hang him up as, that's what captains are, as Wenmin Son. But I do think when you're an attacking player and you see the picture and they don't see the picture, that's a different level of frustration than someone in the midfield who's constantly like, I'm just in wars. I'm just, let me go engage.
I've seen it a lot though, boys. I've seen it a lot.
No, he does it a lot, but we lose a lot. You get me? If we're winning, it won't happen. But United haven't built around Bruno since he's been at United.
I don't know what United have built.
Exactly.
For who, by who.
Who was Casemiro bought in for? Not for Bruno? Was it for Bruno?
No way.
United haven't worked around Bruno since he's been there. It's
not for Bruno.
Like, no. At least let's give that a try. He's Ronaldo, clearly
not for Bruno. Not for Bruno. Actually, no, that's his role.
So if it's not Bruno, who are the other players?
Maguire?
No. Who are the options of building around?
Kobe Maynard.
Yeah, because you ain't building around Marcus Rashford. Let's be honest.
That's scary that the options are very vast, right?
Not very vast.
Yeah.
They're scarce.
It's one and done, bro.
Rasmus Højlund, 10 Prem games, no goal, no assist.
75 mil. Miles, do you remember?
If I talk, they said I spoke. If I spoke, they said I'm speaking. So let me not talk.
I remember when Steve-O spoke to me about the Champions League competition and I said, it's a bit. Rasmus Højlund, what a disappointment. I think Man United, barring Bruno Fernandes, I don't think there's anyone to build.
Who are we going to be wrong about? This Man United team.
Scott McTominay.
I don't think anyone here has written off Scott McTominay.
We have on this show.
You're hurting our new listeners.
Sorry.
Who do you think he can be compared to who you think we think he is?
Well, I remember when he was going to go West Ham and I was very, 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 I wanted him a lot. And the boys were saying he wasn't even a West Ham player.
Does he get into West Ham's midfield?
Yeah.
Now?
I've put him over Suchek still. He's on a good run of form.
What?
McTominay will score 10 times the goals at West
Ham.
Don't
do this to McTominay.
When I say who we're going to be wrong about here, who's going to show themselves to be a player that could have been built around? Is it Rasmus Højlund? Is it Lisandro Martinez? Is it Mason Mount? Are they, one of these players going to step up and be that level of player?
I feel like everyone hopes Garnacho will be, but I don't think he will.
I don't think you can build around him.
I
don't think you build around him, but he's definitely a good player, boy. Not interested in what's
going on. No, but if someone's young, you can build around him, innit?
The other option, I guess, is what we mocked a minute ago, and that's Onana.
But they're doing it now.
Oh, Lisandro.
That's the thing. Is Lisandro the one we'll be wrong about? Where we go in 2 years' time, go, wow, this guy's going to be in the Premier League for the rest of his career at the top level.
I actually think it's the other way around. And I think we had a honeymoon. Listen, I could be wrong, but I think we had a honeymoon period.
With Martinez.
We're waiting for him to come back because of that honeymoon period. And it's just going to fart all over the place.
I'm hoping this could be Mainu, but I'm not putting too much pressure on him because I think Man United fans are doing enough of that. But I think he looks like a really genuinely special, like...
Too early right now.
Too early.
And they can't play him this season. He's still a kid.
They can't play him.
No, they can't play him every game.
No, they can't. That's why he didn't play him.
Why can't he play
he's
him?
He's 18,
again?
Bro. This is high level.
Because he's back from injury.
Yeah.
Back from a long injury.
He'll get burnt out.
He's been back for
this
a while.
This is top tier football. You know football.
They've been working him back. They're looking after him. And hopefully that takes the pressure off. Because, like I say, Man United fans are doing enough of a job putting pressure on him right now that no one else needs to help that.
Yeah, he's a future, man.
It's pretty much Bruno because it's the only choice.
He's the only player that's guaranteed to be there in a year based on performance.
Does Bruno get in any other big teams? Like the Madrids, the Bart, like...
If you talk to his peers,
Madrid.
Absolutely.
Do you watch him from Portugal? It's crazy.
Yeah, but they play Liechtenstein in that, though.
I know, but it's crazy.
And Farringdon FC or something.
Man, he's good,
but
man.
If you talk to Fernando Bruno's peers, they tell you that they think he's the guy.
He's lovely, you know. I met him. Don't worry about that. He's lovely. Trust me. He's cold, bro. He said he wants to be a vet.
I think he'd be disappointed in the man he does that, though.
Yeah, but he does it. He does it again and again.
I think he's...
That's why you can't build around him, though.
No, you can, man. Don't worry about his arms. I swear that. Don't worry.
If I was playing centre-back and I saw my Cam doing that, I wouldn't care.
Oh, I'll tell you. Do you want to know someone who does that? Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a baby.
He moans.
Big baby.
Mo Salah.
It's elite mentality, trust me. You lot don't want it like I do, man.
All right, boys. If you were to rip the whole team apart and you had to keep one player to build around, who from Tottenham Hotspur are you building around?
Can I go first?
Well, you have gone first every time.
Have I? Have I?
No, land.
No, it means you've done prep. I appreciate it.
I can't say his name.
Kulusevski.
I think that guy there now, he's a little bit off meaning. Again, I want him to if he has a bit more of that and it's every game, he's like on it, like, which takes a lot to get to that level, then he has the ability to be Ballon d'Or, I believe, right? But he does lack a little bit of something. Now, do I think that what he's lacking, I think you probably couldn't build around him, because he seems the sort of guy that he's part of the puzzle rather than the centrepiece.
Can I go?
I don't know if he's... Yeah, go on, yeah, please, Miles.
Is that what we're doing, yeah?
Can I tell you who my pair is?
But what about Kowalski? Come on.
No, he's a great player. Kowalski,
we'll come back
good.
To Kulusevski.
He's good, he's good. I don't think you build around him, though. I think they should build around Van de Ven.
Van de Ven.
Van de Ven. I feel like they should build around him.
I don't think you build around a CB2, though. Sorry, that sounded very American. The second centre-back? The second... Because he's a second centre-back. No matter who he plays with, he's the second centre-back. There's always a one and there's always a two.
Are we only saying that because he's got pace?
But yeah,
because
yeah.
I think he's the better ball playing centre back than Romero.
But he,
really?
because he'll always be first to the ball because of the pace. That means he's not going to be the one controlling the line. He's always going to be a second.
They send him.
Can we just say James Maddison, please, and just stop all of this other stuff? Just Maddison, man.
With James Maddison with those injuries.
What about Basuma?
I just don't like building around that type of player.
Yeah, oh, what do you mean by that, Steve-O?
I think he's a more of a breaker than a starter. So I would like, I'll just break, give it to my linchpin. You know what I mean? Like,
all things being equal, though, you probably are saying James Maddison at this point, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you're gonna,
no, why not, Jordy?
I'm with Steve-O.
Why?
Kula.
Why?
He's there. T.
Where is he?
Do you know what? He's been playing cam.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, but the guy that plays cam is injured. Do you know what I'm saying? He can play anywhere across the three. He's got a left and a right foot. He hasn't got a lot of pace.
I suppose in pure like technical terms, Tottenham are built around him now, because it's Sarr and Basuma. It's like protect, and they built it for Maddison. You two deep protect him. Yeah, and then Bentancur injured.
Does Kula get injured?
Kulu has had injuries.
Last year he had a big one, yeah.
So basically Tottenham have no one they can really build around.
I tell you who I love at Tottenham, by the way, and I think there were a few people that were questioning whether or not it was the right move or whatever when it first happened. I think Brennan Johnson, already at Tottenham, is a beast. I love him at Tottenham.
I like that. But if Bentancur. If he's fit.
Bentancur.
Is he a player?
He's a good player, though.
That we build
not,
around.
Not for me.
No?
I wouldn't build around him, but he's
we
a good
player.
We
haven't seen
though.
It at Tottenham. When you do see it for every now and then for Tottenham, you think that you, you of course, that's it, the not, guy. But yeah. you don't see it 3-4 games in a row. On Kulusevski, by the way, he's only had one injury at Tottenham.
Yeah.
Is it?
It was a big one.
10 games.
But he did. It was only one injury.
Brother, even in these flat L's that they've been taking, he's been...
He's
always
balling.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's him and Son. Him and Son have been going crazy this season.
Always a danger.
But the real answer is it's Maddison, but he just...
But it can't be though, man.
Yeah, you have to build around Maddison.
The injuries do make it difficult though, don't they?
What, does he always get injured, Maddie?
Yeah.
He's had a few big injuries.
Even at Leicester, he was... I would say he's an injury-prone player. He's an injury-prone player.
100%.
Really?
Yeah, man. 100%.
Yeah, in the last 3 years, he's had a 72-day, a 50-day, a 24-day, a 31-day.
50 days? 72, guys.
It's a lot of games.
He's effective when he plays, which is a shame.
What injuries are these, T?
Ankle, knee, hip, knee, hamstring, hip, head, ill, ankle.
Nah, he
knock.
Needs to stop drinking, fam. His body's a mess.
But I'll still say Maddison. I still say Maddison. I'm telling you, he's their best player. He's their best creative player. Look, he's transformed the team. He works for Postecoglou. He's got the best out of Son. He's got the best out of other players around him. Kulusevski, when he's in that
Son's
team.
Son's still going without him.
Yeah, but how many assists was he getting when he was assisting Son? He was assisting Kulusevski. He was getting their goals.
But we keep talking about Son, but we're not saying Son.
Because I'm scared. How old is Son? Is he 31?
Yeah.
He went back one.
Oh, they took a year off his age, didn't they?
What do you mean?
Did he? All right, sweet. I'm going
everyone
with Son.
Everyone in South Korea's age went back one.
Why?
Is it?
Because of COVID.
It's because they won. They won when they were born.
They got a new calendar. It's because they got a new calendar.
They won when they were born. So we're saying Dejan Kulusevski then?
No, I'm saying Son.
Son, I'm saying Son as
is
well.
Is it? Last minute change.
Oh, yeah. Tottenham without Son in the last 5 years is a mess. If you've got to tear down the Newcastle squad right now, one player that you're building around, who is that player?
His name is Bruno.
Can I go first?
Bruno G.
Bruno G, you reckon?
I would have to say
Joelinton. Yeah, right. He's the first person who's at the door.
No, he's not. There is a shout for Gordon, the age.
No.
Oh, he's flying.
He's killing it right now still.
I was so wrong
but
about
Bruno, Gordon. Innit?
You don't build around Gordon, but he's in the squad. You come. You're one of my Arcadians.
What?
Yeah, you play your part in the war. You play your part.
What war? What reference is that?
If you're not there, you're not there. I can bring you to the water, but you got to drink now.
You got to tell me that it's water.
Man said you got to tell me that it's water.
What? You need to be told what's water.
You can't come to the war, man.
Nah, stay away from my world, brother. Man, what's he going to be doing to that, thinking that's not water?
Anyway, Bruno G.
Yeah,
it's Bruno. Well, it's definitely not Tonali.
Nah, because he can't stay away from Paddy Power.
Sven Botman, who's a great centre-back, is injured, but Jamal Lascelles is cooking.
He's right doing now. Well.
He's cooking.
I can't believe
Bournemouth
it.
Game, I think Dom Solanke got between the lines moved quite easily
them.
A few
yeah,
times.
Moved to them. Big up Dom Solanke.
Jamal Lascelles had a great spell in this first team for Newcastle.
Killed Arsenal.
He killed Eddie Nketiah.
He's part of Arsenal.
He killed Arsenal.
He was great against United. He was great against United.
Lascelles, what are you doing, man? What are you taking over there?
He's the club captain, you know. Whenever he starts.
But he's club captain, yeah.
Even when he comes on.
Because Sven Botman and Shah usually play, so that means Trippier's captain, right? More time, right? Mm-hmm.
Shah was on fire the other day.
Trippier, by the way, when we talk about Trent, Trippier's got Ooh. 7 assists this year.
That's someone you could build around. But how old is he? He's getting on. He's like 31 now, isn't it? 31.
33.
Now, you can't build around him. He's there arguing with fans and that. His concentration's low.
31s, 33s ain't like the Holden days. Like, them guys were like.
It's true.
Pub guys.
But let's ignore that because you're right, obviously. But we're talking about a right back here. Now, if we go back in time to Liverpool, it's like, oh, we could talk about a right back. But a man who's got 7 assists this year, who is very good defensively and is a good leader who argues with fans, we're not talking about a right back. None of us are credibly thinking the answer's Kieran Trippier here, are we?
I mean, for Liverpool, I thought about a right back because they didn't have a Bruno G.
Yeah, they had no midfield, he said that. They do have Dominic Soboslai though.
But he's no Bruno G.
Yeah, no,
it is Bruno G.
G
though,
he's not, no, he's not.
No, I'm saying you do build around him though, innit?
So what, he's the real Bruno. He's the real Bruno. Is he the real Bruno?
Oh, wow. Who's the real Bruno is a great question.
He might be
there
the real Bruno.
There could only be one.
Mars is Bruno Mars.
And he's Bruno G as well. So Bruno F and Bruno G. Bruno G sounds better.
Before Bruno Mars, though, who was Frank Bruno?
No.
What?
Frank
before
Bruno.
Before Bruno Mars,
before
it was Frank
no, before Bruno. Before Bruno Mars, it was Sacha Baron Cohen. Bruno.
And then before him, it was Bruno. Frank Bruno.
What about Bruno the dog?
What dog's that?
What?
There's a dog called Bruno.
Nah.
There's a cartoon called Bruno.
Nah. Yeah,
there is a Bruno dog.
There is a Bruno dog.
Is there?
No, I don't know that dog.
Did you put
can't
dog?
Just type add Bruno dog, in man. Google. Add dog.
Bruno dogs. It's the third one. It's the third one.
It's the third one.
It's the third one. No.
Who is that?
You don't know who that is.
That's not a movie or nothing. That's someone's dog called Brand Bruno.
That's it. Bruno the cartoon. He's just showing dogs now.
Going back onto Newcastle. Can they build back on Isaac? Is there something? You think there's something around
Whitey?
Here?
Injury prone as well. I think he's replaceable. He's class.
Replaceable?
He's class. I just think what you've seen with Newcastle is there are goals to be found. And obviously with Trippier, with the way he crosses the ball, you put a player of a certain nimbleness with some aerial skills, goals are going to be replaced.
Because we're talking about a guy that can't even really keep Wilson out.
Yeah, if Wilson's banging, you kind of want to play Wilson more than you want to play Isak.
And if Wilson's moving you left wing?
Boys, it's Bruno G, probably the easiest one. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Aston Villa fans hate us.
Huh? No, hate you. Oh, no, I watched that episode. I was in hospital. You lot were having a bad tics.
Yeah, nah, they hate us because Specs was like, Boubacar Kamara doesn't play.
He does play.
He does play every game.
Jacob Ramsey does play.
Injured. He's been injured most of the season. But Villa fans hate us. If you're starting Villa again, you got to keep one of these players. Who are you keeping?
Leon Bailey.
Shut up, man.
I'm going to go, for the first time for a strike, I'm going to go Ollie Watkins.
Really?
I'm going to go Ollie Watkins.
Because I get it.
Goal scorers are hard to come by, T. And the fact that a side like Aston Villa have got a goal scorer, I go cold.
It's more than goals, though.
Your table's angry at you.
What's that? He's always angry. It's much more than goals, but I'm saying goals are hard to come by. Just goals in general are hard to come by. And they've got that.
Steve-o's
so the fact that they've got that, they can just build around
Steve-o's
that.
Steve's going to free his arms.
Who are you going to say, Steve-o?
Temperament.
No. I'm just saying, Douglas. If you're talking about goals and you've got the world's greatest goal scorer, and you're not building a team around him, but then you're going to build it around the guy that doesn't even get any.
I'm talking about Aston Villa.
Crazy.
So you're killing Watkins?
No, allow it.
You're killing Watkins?
No, I'm saying.
You're killing Watkins?
You asked me the question, I answered it.
Yeah, but you just made it general. Let's make it specific. Aston Villa, go.
Aston Villa, me personally, until his injury, so yeah, it would have been Ramsey. He's the future, like, of Villa, England, all the rest of it, in my opinion.
Can't build a team around the future, though.
Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah. So I said it would have been, yeah, you're right. So you're wrong. So Ramsey. For me...
you're right, you're wrong.
Douglas Luiz, love him.
He's gone. He ain't even going to...
No, but we're not doing that.
That's
not the game.
I hear it, but something still, to me, doesn't feel like that's the guy for Villa.
I know who the guy is for Villa.
Wasn't that the guy that would even have a... He wasn't even, like, given a contract... Like last season, he was like, had 1 year left or something.
We know.
No, you don't know.
We know.
You're a Yardie. We don't care about that. Me and Jordy both know who it is.
Who is it?
Say it, Jordy.
His name is John McGinn.
Come on.
But it's not.
It is.
You think John McGinn?
Of course.
John McGinn's been there since...
He's been there since day one.
They tried to move him.
And he fought
his
position.
Left. He came back.
And now they're winning.
Did you see Ezri Konsa's? Did you see Ezri Konsa's tackle this weekend?
That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
It was Dom Solanke, wasn't it? Yeah, where he got around, hooked it. It's not Ezri Konsa, by the way. I'm just saying. I just thought
he deserved to have that mention.
He deserves that for real.
Who's yours?
Big up Konsa.
Now, this is based on concentrating on him a bit more.
TME.
I'm going to say it probably is Kamara. Kamara is
pandering.
A player that...
Pandering.
Teams, nah, because Douglas Luiz is the panda pig.
Panda.
Kamara is a player that big teams need, and he plays for Villa. I think we knew that at the time. It was like, how have they managed to get this player that everyone thought was sick? And I think if he'd have gone to a team just below Villa, he'd already be at a top team right now. Because Villa have proved to be competitive, and they're buying players around him. Maybe there's less of a focus on Manchester City, Arsenal, or one of the big teams going in there and going, we're going to take Kamara off you. Right now, he, and maybe he gets moved for Jalen, for Ramsey, I'm calling him Jalen Ramsey, like the NFL player. But right now, I think if you could, he's the rarity in the Villa team.
I think goals are the rarity in the Prem, like a striker that scores goals is a rarity. So that's why I would.
You can't do this. Stop going back to this well. You didn't let him land Haaland.
Watkins, come on, man.
But, so I get what you're saying, but I've watched Villa as well. And it's funny, the last game I watched Kamara, and I thought, because he give the ball away, I think he'd done one where he slid it back to
striker. Yeah, that was dangerous. Yeah.
Right, so I'm saying he's still got a little bit of that. But when I'm watching Douglas Luiz, I'm like, woo. This guy's like, he looks seasoned now. He's really come into it. How old is he? 26, possibly? 25.
Yeah. And he can do both positions. Like, he could do the six.
But I know what he's saying. It's like, but I think he's that type of player that you don't see unless you're watching him or played with him. But I don't have that on confirmation.
Played with him.
Nah.
He's cold. He's a hybrid, man. He could do both positions.
He is class.
He's class. I just said McGinn because obviously he's been there for.
He looks great. He looks all.
But he'd probably be the last midfielder you'd build around in that team.
What's McGinn's position now, as well? By the way, out of curiosity.
Midfield.
But where midfield?
He's just there.
Well, it's Kamara in the six. It's
Kamara. Yeah, Kamara's six.
That kind of double eight.
Yeah, it's McGinn like a double eight. It's a six double eight because Luiz and McGinn, they're both not tens.
Okay.
So what we rounded it off to?
Sounds like Douglas Luiz.
Sounds like Watkins to me.
Watkins, Luiz.
I'd rather go for, if it's not McGinn, then they're killing us.
Leon Bailey.
Scotland, I'd give it to Douglas Luiz. Leon Bailey, come on, he just about gets two games.
No, Leon Bailey's going crazy. He's going crazy, bro.
He's not going crazy, boys.
Leon Bailey.
We got my Yardie, though.
Cool, say no more. Aston Villa fans, on Jordy.
He started 21% of games this year.
He's not going crazy.
37% of minutes.
He's not going crazy.
And that's without injuries.
He's getting goals.
Lumos. We're checking our Jamaica, bro. Listen, Leon Bailey.
You're just trying to shout him out because you want to buck him in Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be out there as well. You know he's going
to
be out there.
Jordy made a point to me the other day that he's kind of second fiddle to Diaby, right?
Yeah, 100.
He's obviously sick. But Jordy made the point, that's what he was doing at Leverkusen. That's why he left Leverkusen.
He's running from Diaby, bro.
Is that what happened at Leverkusen?
Yeah, it was.
And my man came to...
Yes.
Oi, boys.
He hates them. Have you noticed, I've noticed a little thing here, that the better teams, the teams that are doing better and stronger, have more...
Good players. No way. No way.
No. Let me rephrase that.
They land.
The better teams have what?
Land.
Quick, because the plane's on fire.
But you would expect at a United for them to have more than one player. That you could build a team around,
but that's
right?
Because we will be wrong.
Okay.
We will be wrong because different coaches get different stuff out of different players, and you know, a player can unlock another player. Like if this guy wasn't supposed to be playing with Lisandro Martinez, we know that Ten Hag doesn't think Rafael Varane's that guy. We know he thinks that Harry Maguire's not that guy. So whoever the guy is, that might make Lisandro Martinez into the perfect centre-back. He's already proved himself to be a pretty good one.
We never would have said Bissouma at one point, but Ange makes it a conversation.
I always saw something in Bissouma though.
Everyone did. It's just that Conte didn't.
Yeah, it was just that year.
It's just that year. Conte's blind.
Douglas Luiz.
But last team we're going to do for this episode, Arsenal. You tear the Arsenal team down, PK Humble, and you build around one of their current players. Who is it?
We all know who it is.
It's tough, man.
Nah, it's not tough.
Oh, really?
Because Saliba.
It's between Saliba and Saka for me.
It's not. But PK's going.
Miles' mum made some.
I'm going with Saliba because Saliba, you ain't Saliba's young.
Yeah.
Stone.
Yeah.
Like.
yeah.
You ain't getting that. Comfy on the ball. He's got everything.
There's no other 22-year-old Salibas in the world.
Yeah.
Like you ain't really seeing him get cooked. He got cooked once.
He got cooked twice while he killed him twice.
He was treading.
I don't say there's a cooking. He turned on the microwave.
I think getting cooked is different. Centre backs high up the pitch with players running past him, that is not a centre back getting cooked.
I've seen him get cooked once.
Ollie Watkins
cooked him.
Brother, he was not running appropriately after why he put the ball through his legs.
Forget that one.
He got cooked, bro.
Like, he got cooked by that. But cooking, Ollie Watkins cooked him up.
Cooking's 90 minutes of cookery, you know. Cooking is not putting something on a little fry and it sizzles up, you know. That's not cookery. That's not cooking. Making eggs is not cooking.
That means he ain't been cooked then. That means he's never been cooked then.
So he's undercooked.
I think centre-backs getting cooked is a weird fascination that it started with Virgil van Dijk, because Virgil van Dijk was so flawless in his off the ball, and obviously the way he carried himself on the pitch for Liverpool meant that rival fans were obsessed with the idea that he can get got, he will get got. They lost that game to Villa. Oh, there it is. And you kind of go, okay, you're hanging your whole hat on Virgil van Dijk's one game. So when people talk about William Saliba, whether it's against Haaland, whether it's against Ollie Watkins, whatever, like PK says, it's not 90 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
It's not, and it's also just not one like, time like you say, like you say, it's not like you didn't get your chain back, you didn't go back and bully him the next time around.
Facts.
So I think people are kind of obsessed these days with the idea of a centre-back getting bullied and then putting a meme up of some guy and going full 90-minute highlights and expects Gonzalez doing drills. And they go, that's Saliba's highlights. And it's like, it's such a repetitive, draining thing that we do in football Twitter and football social media now. Saliba's consistently, since becoming a Premier League starter, there is not another one of him.
Second best centre back in the world.
It's feeling like that.
I'll build it around Rice though, personally.
But to me, it's Declan Rice.
Yeah, I'm building it around Declan Rice, man.
And that's mad because he was at West Ham last year. But he's a monster.
Because he could walk into any team.
There's a secret that Arsenal haven't even come close to exploring. He can play centre back.
Yeah.
There might be a time in a European Hopefully game we don't. Where he plays centre back.
Hopefully
and
we don't.
Arsenal progress the ball from centre back with a Jorginho who can link and control.
Boys, can I just throw a name in the hat who's already in the hat, who they are building around, and that's Odegaard.
Yeah.
Like for me, I made a wild statement a few years back. Tigo don't think it's wild because it is I think he's going to be a Ballon d'Or. I said nominee. Now I know I'm saying top three in the future. He's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Why can't you say yeah?
He's going to win the Ballon d'Or. He's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Same with chess, man.
He's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
I don't know. I don't think he'll win the Ballon d'Or.
No,
but he's good.
He stepped off now, to be fair.
Built around him.
Yeah,
of course.
He's unbelievable.
Without him, this team does not. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't look as fluid.
It doesn't look as fluid. So many of the pieces that have come in around him and around the team would not have come in if it wasn't for the starting point of Martin Odegaard. Odegaard joined a team that was not ready for him.
Yes. But who does when Odegaard gets the ball, who does he look for?
Saka.
Oh, so you're throwing him in the hat.
Saka's in there.
Yeah, man.
But I think he's probably third, fourth on the list.
It's Rice. Everyone, come on, man.
And I want to know what Pep would have done with him.
Who, Ricey?
I want to know what he would have done with
him. So they don't play two in the middle?
Maybe they would have done.
Maybe they played Rice with Rodri.
Because if they played Rodri and Rice...
That's not fair.
It's game over.
That's the best thing Arsenal have done, you know.
It might be.
Rice. Stopping that move.
Yeah, 100%.
If you didn't stop that move, we would have looked like Bundesliga.
Even if Pep saw him as a centre back with that stepping into midfield thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cheating.
Yeah.
So that move had to stop.
So it'd have been a Kanji, Ruben Diaz, Rodri. That's not fair.
Well, you know that secret he's saying about Rice going back, which was like, whoa, you're right. I think he's more looking forward though, isn't it? Right, you've seen him, he's more joining in now. He's looking like he's going to end up a player that will probably get you 10 goals over a season.
Overall, his game across 90 minutes is a defensive game.
100%.
Even when it's high up the pitch, he's playing defensive football.
Because even against Lens, he wasn't really bombing on to get goals.
No, he's transitioning and absorbing. And
was it Wolves or Lens where I think he made like 3 challenges in a row after losing the ball?
Yeah.
Steve, was he really that... You was telling us this about West Ham.
About 4 years ago, yeah.
You said you don't know how... We levelled him up, though.
What?
Yeah, we made him a bit better.
Nah, not really.
The players around him made him a bit better.
Was he really this good at West Ham,
yes.
though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, man.
Now he's getting to do
you
it.
You should watch someone else up on an Arsenal stage.
No, I do, obviously. But no one was watching Declan Rice as Arsenal fans as much as we would watch...
No, there were some Arsenal fans that were. There were some people.
90 minutes of every game.
Yeah, and he didn't miss minutes. And because the problem was he was so classy and so calm and composed that when West Ham would concede a goal, you could fool yourself into thinking, where was Declan Rice? Declan Rice was exactly where he needed to be. Other players weren't necessarily where they needed to be. So you've got to really look for Rice at West Ham if you're trying to compare him to top City, top Liverpool, top Arsenal player.
The Euros, he was good as well with Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris.
Phillips.
Allow me,
Calvin
man.
Calvin Harris.
Wow.
Oh, you're old, man.
Wow. All right. So just quickly, out of all those players that we mentioned, which player in the Premier League do you build around out of all those players we mentioned?
Bruno Fernandes.
What, in the whole Premier League?
Those players that we mentioned of all those teams. So yeah. Bruno G, Bruno Fernandes, Declan Rice, Douglas Luiz, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Honestly?
James Maddison.
It's Declan. Declan.
It's Declan because I think Declan is better than all those players in his position at every team.
Okay, so what we got there is an Arsenal fan and an Arsenal fan.
I'm being honest.
And hold on, no, let me land.
Oh, we mentioned Rodri, didn't we?
Let me land. You've got an Arsenal fan and a West Ham fan. So, Jordy, you're probably best positioned to offer the most balanced take. Which player in the Premier League?
Why don't you stop?
Oh, man, I'm not even being biased.
I'm not saying Haaland. I'm going with
Haaland. Haaland didn't make it. It was Rodri.
Flick up at the end, didn't it? They flick up at the end.
Concentration levels are 4.
Your concentration of FM would be 8.
Whoa! Why? Because I said Haaland.
We didn't mention him.
Rodri. Yeah, that's you lot didn't mention it. I'm mentioning him.
Is it out of the players we mentioned?
We mentioned him earlier on, yeah.
But, no, okay, so we're in the mud. Let's get out of the mud. Of the players that we selected as
Mentioned, selected. Use the right
terminology. I'd have to say, moderator, Rodri.
Over Declan Rice, you reckon?
Well, listen, Declan Rice is younger.
Yeah.
He's not better yet, though.
Nah, he's not better than him, though.
Not yet.
He's not that much younger than him, though. No, he's not.
Remember, we said there's a criteria. A Declan's probably got
upside.
A little bit more to the criteria.
Yeah, but Rodri's young, you know?
Yeah, he's 27, bro. He's still here for another good few seasons.
Rodri scores, too. Rodri scores, too.
Rodri does score as well.
PK, based on the players that we selected, then.
I'm going to go with Trent.
Trent.
Yeah, because Rodri...
Lads.
If you're going to build around the team, you're going to build around the team with someone that you can't get elsewhere.
Mm.
In that position, in centre mid, you can get Rodri. In centre mid, you can get Declan Rice. You got other guys that you can get. You can't get another Trent. So I'm going to go with Trent.
Spoken like a true right back. Filthy at 5.
You dropped a bomb.
See us on Spotify. See us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the channel. Thanks for coming, everybody.